The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. And we welcome our colleague, Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. The headline in the South China Morning Post, recalling always the South China Morning Post is heavily influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. All right. China's sixth-gen stealth fighter test flights reveal high-level maneuverability, goes the headline. Subhead, numerous videos and pictures appear to show the unofficially named J-36 and J-50 are being put through their paces. Rick, a very good day to you. I need some fundamentals here. What is a fourth-generation fighter? What is a fifth-generation fighter before we get to the sixth? I believe the fourth and fifth are now in the field for the U.S. and for China, and perhaps. What is a fourth to fifth generation? What does that mean? What is the F-18? What is the F-35? Good day to you, Rick.
Good day, John. Good day, Gordon. The F-18 and F-16 are fourth generation fighters that can be upgraded to 4.5 generation with more advanced radar and electronics. These are aircraft that are extremely maneuverable, have high thrust to weight ratios, are of course a generation ahead of the F-4 Phantom, but not as good as the Lockheed F-35 fifth generation or the Lockheed F-22A fifth generation. The F-22A stands out in that it has a two-dimensional thrust vectoring capability in combination with high levels of stealth, very effective electronically scanned array radar, and advanced electronics. It's that combination plus the ability to maneuver in extremis and the ability to fly at super cruise speeds or to fly supersonically without using your afterburner for extended periods that differentiates the F-22 as a fifth generation fighter versus the F-35 of course, the Chinese fifth-generation fighters are seeking to perform in a similar manner.
So they call them stealth aircrafts. They're all the fifth generation is all stealthy. What does stealthy mean in this instance? It's used so routinely, it's lost meaning to me.
Stealth, John, is simply the ability to deflect or absorb radar. Radar waves so that your platform can get closer to your target before it's detected. It's not an invisibility cloak as of yet. It's simply a means of denying the enemy the warning time that they would require to shoot you down.
And the F-35 is stealthy then?
And the F-35, yes, is stealthy. Perhaps slightly more stealthy than the F-22, but it's also meant to be the less expensive alternative to the F-22 and a multi-role fighter instead of one optimized like the F-22 for air superiority.
One more turn of the screw. I understand the F-35 has now been deployed throughout the U.S. Air Force and Navy and maybe even the Marine Corps, and also is sold to certain customers overseas. All of that, does China match that scale of deployment and salesmanship?
No. The F-35 is going to be purchased now by about 20 countries. And this really forms a kind of unofficial air force. Eventually, over 2,400 of these F-35s will be built, deployed, most of them by the United States. But because of their advanced computing capability and ability to have a data link almost any F-35 can fly in electronic superiority with another F-35, and this is a tremendous force multiplier for the United States that China does not have.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, F-35s can also fly in coordination with drones? Is it sort of like a drone master, or are those reports really just exaggerated?
Oh, this is what they're certainly developing, Gordon. The American effort to develop fighter-sized drones, maneuverable, stealthy fighter-sized drones, is moving along. We have at least two, possibly three prototypes that have been flying, but the effort to work out advanced autonomous software, and yes, then teaming with manned fighters is an effort that is well underway, not yet deployed, but well underway, as it is in China as well.
Now we come to this headline in the South China Morning Post about something called a sixth-gen stealth fighter, showing it off in video. Is this like a concept car for General Motors in the old days? They would make up something that they weren't going to put in production to show around the world and wow people. Is that what this is?
John, sadly, no. These are prototypes for fighters that will be modified and will be entering People's Liberation Army Air Force and Naval Air Force service probably around the turn of the decade. China has revealed two of their so-called sixth-generation fighters. One is looks like a large flying Dorito chip. It's tentatively called the J-36, built by the Chengdu Aircraft Corporation. Both it and the Shenyang aircraft, called tentatively J-50, are unique in that neither have vertical tail surfaces. The computers are powerful enough to be able to manipulate many kinds of flaps on the wings in order to replace the vertical the forces necessary with a vertical stabilizer. The J-36, the Chengdu machine, has been seen doing high-angle banks, videos of high-angle banks, but it's flying at slow speed. It has not yet demonstrated super maneuverability, or like the F-22 can do a backflip in the air, or a flat corkscrew to evade missiles and such. But we haven't seen that capability by the Chengdu sixth-generation fighter, but it's optimized to do something else. It's optimized to fly at high supercruise speeds at over 80,000 feet so that it can fly over and above almost all Western fighters. Or it appears to have a weapons bay large enough to carry an anti-ship ballistic missile. So with a radius of about 3,000 kilometers, the ability to carry these anti-ship ballistic missiles, it's not only an air superiority fighter, but it's also a strike fighter, a very dangerous platform. The J-50, on the other hand, does have thrust vectoring capability. We have not seen video of it employing extreme maneuverability, but it's going to have a much better extreme maneuvering capability over the J-36. And the J-50 is most likely going to be deployed on future Chinese aircraft carriers.
Gordon, finally, 30 seconds. Why are they showing these off?
They want to intimidate the United States and others into not defending Taiwan, Japan, the Philippines, you name it.
Got it. Gordon Chang, Rick Fisher.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.